Hey, this is Carlos GGS from Guitar God Seekers. Welcome back to the show. I got something cool for you this week. I want to talk about the latest in guitar emulators. These are the, well, actually they're guitar sims. Sometimes they're called emulators. They're programs like Amplitube, Guitar Rig, and such that you can get that will give you the ability to play, well, really get that kind of tonal quality that you're looking for, that heavy amp tone inside your computer. Now, the first thing you got to look at, and this does, by the way, connect to my previous talks that I've had on the units, the Kemper guitar modeling amp and the Axe FX simulator. Those are two different kinds of machines, if you will, to get the same result, which is to get a kind of a tone of an amp that you may not be able to buy or afford. It gives you a lot of ability to kind of sample the different sounds of amps out there and try them out. And one of the things you can do is to try this out as software on a computer. And I'm in the process of evaluating several programs right now, and I'm going to give you my in-depth review on that very soon. But in this show, I wanted to go through them really quick and tell you what some of those options are so that you know what you can basically go and use to record yourself or even to play. You can actually take the output of this, put it through an amp, and play it as if it were a guitar amp and give yourself the ability to have the different tones, the different amp sounds that you want to use. So the first one I'm going to cover with you is Amplitube 3. Amplitube 3 is a software package by IK Multimedia, and you can go over to ikmultimedia.com/products/Amplitube, or just use their menu rather than trying to navigate their site by my voice. Go on over and take a look at it yourself. Basically, what it is, it's a guitar and bass tone creation software is the way they describe it. What it does is it emulates some of the most famous amps, like the Orange amps, Marshalls, of course, Vox, some of the most famous amps that people play. This software will actually emulate. Now, the cool thing about Amplitube that some of the others don't have, and I'm going to give you some comparisons on how they differ and so forth. The cool thing about the Amplitube is that it allows you to try it out free, and you can literally just buy store credits and buy different amps directly out of their little store. Okay, so what you're going to basically do is you can buy their free program, which is pretty much empty. It doesn't have a whole lot to it. I think it might have one or two sample amps or something in it. I'm not exactly sure. But then you can go in and go into their store and buy stomp pedals. You can buy amps. And those software amps basically plug right into the software. And what you can do then, of course, is to attach a software interface for your input and output of sound. I have one at home. It's basically a USB interface for plugging in your guitar, and it allows you to use either regular standard quarter inch or also the balanced inputs if you want to use those as well. But you have the option to do this, and you can do it literally on the smallest computer to the largest, because you don't need a whole lot. All you need is a USB interface, and you get a really quiet interface to the computer. You can do your input that way, and there's a ton of different ways you can actually do this. The cool thing is Amplitube even has a pedal. It's basically like a wah pedal that you plug into, and there's some software and there's some hardware inside this thing that allows it to basically do the software emulation of an amp, and then that pedal plugs into your computer. And then you can use the pedal to either control effects or control parameters like your wah pedal, or even just different knobs and things on your amp. You can basically program the pedal to do that. It's kind of cool. It's very slick. You should check it out. It's called the Stealth Pedal. You can get some specs on that at the site at IK Multimedia. But I'm kind of going off topic again. What's cool about Amplitube, again, is that you've got this software store, basically, to go into and buy everything from stomp effects to different amps to different cabinets to different microphones for those cabinets. Because what this software is really doing is it's not trying to be the amplifier. Yeah, at least not a literal amplifier like you would normally plug into an amp set of speakers or a cabinet. It's trying to actually be the sound of a recorded guitar, meaning that it's trying to emulate the sound of the amp after it's been mic'd and brought back into a mixing board. Now, if you don't know the difference here, don't worry about that. It's not as important as you understand what it's trying to do and the reason you would use this kind of software. You wouldn't use this kind of software to replace the amp for live performance, although you could. I'm sure you absolutely could. What it's meant to do is really emulate the sound of an amp for recording. And it's a very it's a subtle difference in description, but it's actually a significant difference in terms of the sound you get. Some people just can't get used to it. They can't handle that emulated and remiked sound of the software, and it doesn't work for them. For some people, they understand what it is, and they also understand that this is how your sound actually is perceived by the ear. But don't worry about all that stuff. The thing to do is just go out and give it a try, because it's really cool software. So Amplitube 3 is the kind of the industry leader on that right now. The next one I want to talk to you about is Guitar Rig. Now, Guitar Rig is created by Native Instruments. Native Instruments is a software company that basically, they created a lot of very innovative software for keyboard, for music production. I used a lot of their stuff when I was doing I guess you call it techno or electronica, and their software is available as VSTs and audio units, which is a whole other conversation, which we won't be getting into in this particular podcast. But what I wanted you to look at was Guitar Rig 5 as being, again, another possibility in terms of guitar emulation. When you buy this particular software, you're getting pretty much a very, very similar package that you would be with Amplitube. In fact, Amplitube and Guitar Rig are considered probably the two leaders in this field in terms of the guitar emulation for, or guitar amp emulation for computers. It allows you to select your amps, it allows you to select your cabinets, it allows you to select your effects, it allows you to select your microphone that you're putting in front of this virtual speaker, and that's really what this is. I didn't really describe that before. Basically, you're modeling, you're setting up a simulator for this particular amp. So it would put a duplicate of, say, a Marshall amp and a Marshall cabinet and a microphone in front of it, whether that's like a Shure or whatever microphone it is. And then what it's doing is it's trying to emulate the sound of all these different elements interacting. Because the amp has its own particular quality. It has its own tonal quality and how it distorts and its frequency response and all those things. Okay. Then you take that output and you put it into what? You would put it into a cabinet. And that cabinet is also going to have its own character. It's going to shape how the sound, how you hear that sound from that guitar, how it resonates, how much frequency there is on the top end and low end and so forth. And then, of course, what happens next? Well, if that was all there was, it would be like playing live, but these packages, as I told you, are not meant for to pretend they're guitar amps. They're pretending to be an amp simulator, as it would sound after you pull it back into a mixing board or into a PA system for playing in a band environment where you're not using the amp direct to your audience. And again, subtle difference, but that's what these packages do. And again, the cool part of these packages and Guitar Rig, as well as any of these, is you can also have a really cool selection of rack effects and stomp pedals, things you would probably never be able to afford in real life. They even have some of these that are modeled after real life pedals, like the Full Tone OCD overdrive pedal and things like that, and rack effects for mastering that would get your sound really, really ready to be mastered and recorded if you're going to be recording. There's nothing, of course, stopping you from pushing the sound out to an amp, but you also have to know how to do that correctly if you're going to make it sound really good. This does give you a lot of options, though, just to audition amps and hear what you like and hear the sound you like. It makes a lot of these software packages useful and worthwhile to pick up just for that alone. You know, pick up a copy of Amplitube or Guitar Rig just to try out a bunch of amps and understand what kind of amp you're going to be getting later on. Because quite honestly, some of the best amps out there are going to fetch you well over $1,000. My EVH 5150 head, the Mark III head, that thing cost me about $1,300. And I think it's probably I think it's closer to like 1500 or 1700 normally. It's a 100-watt head. And the software is much less than that. I can tell you that right now. I think the Amplitube is about $197. Guitar Rig is $199. They're pretty close in price. And for that price, you can't beat what you're getting. And the ability to audition these sounds and try them out. And even just virtually build the sound that you want and then go out in real life and acquire the real products once you've figured out what sounds good and what doesn't. It gives you such an incredible amount of flexibility. So Guitar Rig is very comparable to Amplitube. There's a lot of other options out there, and some of these options are not standalone, meaning you need something else, another software package to use them in, like GarageBand or Logic Pro, which is one I've used. And this, I'm talking, of course, from a Mac standpoint. For those of you guys on PC, it might be Pro Tools, it might be something like that, that handles what is known as VST or audio units packages. Now, what these audio units are is they're basically plugins for a different kind of software. I don't want to go into too much detail here or confuse the hell out of you on it, but they don't stand alone. That is, they don't work on their own. They have to have another package to plug into. And typically those other packages that you get that are studio software are not hard to come by either. Some of these other options that you can look at are Studio Devil, which is studiodevil.com. Go over to their site and take a look at their particular guitar amp emulator package. It's supposed to be one of the better ones. Another one is www.kuasa.com. That's K-U-A-S-S-A.com, which is called, their package is Amplification, and the Amplification has a K instead of a C. Another package is the waves.com. That's www.waves.com. They have a bundle called GTR3, which is fairly well known. And if you want to really investigate or look into this topic of guitar sims for the computer, again, something I think you should definitely tap into, because you do need to know the state of the art in these things. This is going to become more and more popular. They're not meant to replace the physical counterpart, but at the same time, knowing how to use them and using one of these, you'd be very surprised at how addicting it can be, especially if you're one of the many guys out there that is forced to be you can't really plug into your guitar amp and crank it up because you're in an apartment or you've got a family or whatever reason that you just can't plug into a traditional setup. These packages can also offer you something that's very portable and very cool to be able to go in and just plug in your guitar and play and sound awesome. Just sound like $1 million, like you're totally produced by a professional producer. Go to musicradar.com and search out their 11 best VST guitar amp effect modeling plugins. It's kind of, if you just searched 11 best VST and then look for the one that's under Music Radar, you'll probably pull it right up. And you'll also get another good list of these packages that allow you to basically simulate guitar amps, guitar cabinets, and stomp pedals. It's really cool. Another way you can use them is simply just use it to understand effects chaining, how to put effects in front of an amp, how to put effects after an amp, and the effect that these have on your sound, as well as how to do effective gating, how to do proper EQing of your guitar sound. All these things you can learn so much just by using a software package and allow you to tweak things that you really couldn't do very easily in the real world, at least not as flexibly. Being able to swap out one amp for another on the fly and keep all the settings exactly the same just to hear the difference in tonal quality is something you just can't do. Even if you're in a guitar store and you're just patching into amps, it's really difficult to get a very uniform setup. So try these things out. Give them a whirl and let me know what your experiences are with it. I'm going to be back next week. I'm going to give you a little bit more of a comprehensive feedback on how these work and how they can be used to be your portable guitar amp setup, if you like. There's also some that are actually, they have their counterpart on the iPad, which I use at the same time. The one I'm currently using is Line 6's, which I failed to mention, is another one you can look at. I'm using the PodFarm, or not the PodFarm. PodFarm is the actual software version. The Line 6 software that has a little hardware interface for your iPad is the one that I'm currently using when I travel. It's really all I can do because I can't haul my guitar amps with me, which is another reason to look at these packages. If you travel at all and you want to be able to bring your guitar along, or you have a good travel guitar, this is the only way to really emulate that whole sound setup that has an amp. This is the only way to really emulate your stack setup, if you will, at home, and allows you to be portable and continue to practice while you're away from your primary rig. So I'll be back again next week. I'll give you more in-depth analysis. I'll give you my perception and my feedback and my ratings of which ones are best, not only on the computer, but also on iPads and iPhones. So stick around. So I'll be talking again next week. We'll go back into more detail on this topic. So next week we'll be going into more detail. I will actually give you another exercise, which I'm sorry I didn't have the time to put together for this particular podcast. And I will be sure to get you something cool there as well. We'll work on either more speed picking and more technique building for your playing as well. Join me next week. I'll be back. You'll be back. And we'll be talking about this cool state-of-the-art world that we're in now that we've never really been able to fully appreciate until now, the world of how the computer is actually giving us more flexibility and more possibility and more options than ever before for our guitar playing. This is Carlos GGS. It's been great talking to you. And please go on over to guitargodsecrets.com/free video and get my number one practice hack that will get you playing better, faster than ever before. It's the number one thing you got to have. You got to have shortcuts to getting better. And I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos GGS from GuitarGodsSecrets.com. Live to play and play to live.
GuitarGodSecrets.com, Guitar God Secrets podcast, and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at Carlos@GuitarGodSecrets.com. We welcome your comments, suggestions, and questions, and your donations. Live to play, play to live.